faith. 2 Corinthians 5:7 says, "For we live by faith, not by sight." And faith, believing the word of God and acting upon it, no matter how any part of me feels, because God promises a good result. August 9th, 2018, learning to trust. I can't choose to trust nor choose to never fear, but I can always choose to risk as I can plump for prayer. That is my key to learning trust, to choose to take a risk, my essential path to intimacy and our Lord's mighty fisk. Turned out that this word I needed to rhyme with risk, F-I-S-C, is a state or royal treasury. June 19th, 2020, 4:46 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Faith and risk. You are doing it again, Lord, bringing me in, engaging me when I thought I'd rather be sleeping. I was wrong. I had this excitement being with you, despite the hour, the sleep. You make me a party to watching your word unfold like creation, take on new meanings, like risk. Now I see that is in me of you. Now I see what is in me of you. Imagine turning that void into variegated songbirds, 40,000 spider brands, dinosaurs, and humpback whales. One cell nano-wankel miracles. Imagine your imagination at the state, the blank state stage. Abuzz with possibilities, and then stepping out like Peter across the water, but never sinking, not a glimmer. Imagine sickness, but never sick. Imagine sin, but always righteous. Imagining your creation failing you. Infinite risk, but counterbalancing. Infinite faith with ultimate of knowing. All the independent worlds. The bumblebee, the woodpecker. The buzz of impossible flight, that hammering and shock-absorbing. Startling miniature worlds looking out at us humans, with an understanding of us we can't come close to mimicking or knowing. You do this with such affection, abundant risk, yet none at all, and the audacity to call us up to walk with you as you pull us, to walk with you and catch a glimpse of your creative genius, to imagine no sickness for a moment, from moment to moment of aging, mind-bending decrepitation of our Adamic identity, the risk you took upon the tree, yet no risk at all, except, of losing someone who would not play. Imagine the agony of that, the bumblebee who wouldn't, not couldn't, but really, rudely wouldn't. And so I sit in my deck chair with 2 and a bit hours sleep as you pull me ever closer, showing me how this accountant loves the risk side of faith, which with faith in you is no risk at all, but the most audacious adventure with the one who created it all. How can I thank you? How can I praise you enough? I can't lose by obeying your call to go higher, to not be sick, to not fall to temptation, to risk being holy and righteous in your arms, to fellowship as we adventure together across every age, realm, timeline, and dimension on both sides of your veil. Such peace in this place with you. Thank you for interrupting my supposedly needed sleep to be with you, Lord, my Lord. 5:28 a.m. Afternote, back in bed, cozy, and yet this hangnail really bothers me. 5:36, so I got up again for this, and I stayed up, of course. It's this new faith, risk, fellowship I've discovered. Thank you, Todd and Rachel Weatherly and Daryl John Crawford Marshall and Field of Dreams. In my head, I'm hearing this. Creation Calls by Brian Dirksen.
Thunder and breakers roar. You are. Ah.